Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Dennis, welcome. It is always a pleasure. Great to talk with you.
Steve, thanks for having me. Lots going on, believe me.
Yeah, lots going on. I do want to, just before I get going, and that's the latest article you wrote about the reduction in offense. Jack Ham and I refer to Iowa as the race to 325. That's what we call it. It's the race to 325. They have to average 25 points a game at Iowa. They're partially responsible for the reduction in offense, Dennis.
Yeah, but that number is also meaning Brian Ferentz maybe to save his job in some small way.
Right.
If you can't average 25, which is like 85th in the country last season, yeah, as one person in the story put it, you deserve to be fired.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to what's going on behind the scenes with all this. The Big 12, Brett Yormack went out and did a great job and jumped the line and got about $31.6 million per school. The Pac-12 right now is wandering in the wilderness, and it looks like Fox, CBS, and Turner have all told them thanks but no thanks. What are you hearing with the Pac-12?
They're in trouble in terms of getting the number that they want. Every person I talked to in the industry said they're way short of what they valued their entity at. And then you throw in the fact that they're using a media consultant on the West Coast, which has never done a media rights deal. And then, Steve, consider this. Since about the third week of January, and since the beginning of the year, put it that way, the Pac-12 has discovered it may owe Comcast $50 million
right,
because it allowed Comcast to overpay it by $50 million. Forget the particulars. That's the fact. Disney has recently announced it's laying off 7,000 employees. Amazon, yep, laid off 6% of its workforce, 18,000 globally. Google's parent company cut 12,000 jobs. These are all three entities which conceivably could bid on the Pac-12. You throw that in with the fact I just told you they've overvalued their worth in the marketplace, and the discussion kind of now is beginning is, what if the league breaks up? I think it's worth, at least I'm writing about it for tomorrow, that it's that bad right now.
Well, that brings up, at least to me, the four corner schools. Colorado,
yeah,
Utah, Arizona, Arizona State. Am I on the right track?
Yes, that's it. The Big 12 has in some form been after them since July when USC and UCLA left. Yes.
So I know Kliavkoff has gone down to San Diego State. He went to SMU. Baseball cap and a basketball arena, nice touch, because they're short on inventory. And Amazon, which is supposed to be the savior of all this, it's been my understanding when I've talked to a couple of other people, they say Amazon wants a game a week. They don't want all of them.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure on any of that. I've heard that ESPN wants one game a week.
Yes.
Like, part of this is, I thought Burke Magnus in the offseason at some part, he's, you know, one of the programming heads of ESPN, great guy, was on a podcast and said it's less about markets and brands and more about the rivalry. That's where we start pricing these things. Okay, well, think about it. Texas, Oklahoma, where are they at right now? On ESPN and the SEC. Alabama, Auburn. The Iron Bowl, where are they now? On ESPN, CBS's contract ran out. There isn't that animal in the Pac-12. The Apple Cup, Washington State, Oregon, Washington, you know, Utah and Washington. So in terms of rivalries, it gets really stale really quick after the top. And that's why you hear this talk that ESPN and or Amazon may just want one game a week, the top picks.
Which then brings us, and there's another big animal that is lurking out there that has not been talked about a lot, because people have to allocate where they want to put their resources. The NBA contract is coming up. And because the NBA contract is coming up, I think it's playing a role of like, hey, look, we've filled a lot of our college football stuff, but we've got this big deal over here we've got to make. Is that part of this as well?
Yeah, you hit on a good one. NBA, NASCAR, and USC, which are significant sports properties, are about to come open for bid. And these entities have to decide where they want to spend their money. Turner got the NHL on the cheap. Nobody really knows what they want to do. But those three sports entities that I talked about are going to be very, very valuable. And look, nobody's ever said that these networks have paid for bargains. They routinely overbid. And that's why they backload these deals, where they have to pay most of the money in the back end. That's why you saw CBS partner with Turner to broadcast the tournament a few years ago to share the rights, because it had become so pricey at the end. So, yeah, they want to save money and spend it as wisely as they can. And where does the Pac-12 fit in that pecking order right now? I can't imagine very high.
And supposedly Jim Phillips took some time and he went to Notre Dame and talked with them. And, you know, of course he's going to talk with them. But the idea was they could get a Texas Big 12-type package. You and I know Texas got more on media rights than the other schools in the Big 12. I mean, that's not a secret. And I guess that was the pitch to Notre Dame. I don't see Notre Dame taking
the pitch. No. They got an equal share, and that was part of the reason they're in the SEC now. But go ahead.
Right. Okay. But that was the pitch to them. Like, hey, we'll give you more.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame is staying. There's no... Think about this. Notre Dame, in every vote that matters, in CFP and NCAA dealings, the SEC gets one vote, Notre Dame gets one vote. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't happen. They would be part of 15 voices in the ACC. And I'm just giving you two examples. There's no murmuring out there that Notre Dame's going to join the ACC.
I agree.
Could happen someday, but there's no leverage there. You know, there's no wedge there to make them go. They have access to the playoff. They have access to the expanded playoff. And they get to decide their own future and their schedule in football and basketball. So I think they're fine.
If the four corner schools end up going to the Big 12, and for Colorado it would be a re-entry into the Big 12,
mm-hmm.
What would happen with Washington and Oregon?
I asked that question today of a significant source, and that person said Big 10. Now, and I immediately pushed back because I said, now wait a minute. One of the reasons Kevin Warren is not with the Big Ten anymore is that he wanted to do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
And the presidents and ADs were adamantly against it. But this person said, no, that's what would happen, because they'd have no other choice. They would be the biggest names left on the board at that point. And there, it's an academic fit, whatever. Forget about geography. We already crossed that barrier. So that person thought that it would be the Big Ten. I've seen some scuttlebutt about the ACC. But even though geography, I just don't see that. What's the closest school? Syracuse? I don't know. Pittsburgh? I just don't see that.
Yeah. Well, the in the ACC? Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe. It'd have to be, yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, those people there would look down their nose at having to play Louisville. There's still an academic component to this. It's why, San Diego State and SMU will be, if it comes to that, makes sense to the Pac-12 because they're both research two institutions, and it's the research one. If people don't know what that is, the highest designation of academic research that you can get. Usually have a hospital on your campus, blah, blah, blah. Penn State is one. So, yeah, no, go ahead.
No, no, in fact, the issue with the Big Ten is this, because Mark Silverman at Fox, they essentially told him, hey, look, we're not going to give you more money to add more teams.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have to divide it. If you want to go to 18, you're going to have to divide it up 18 ways. And I think that then becomes the big issue with them going to the Big Ten. That's my understanding, Dennis.
Yeah, and they would come in, I would guess, they would come in at a lesser share, and they wouldn't even think twice about it. Because what's the alternative? You know, playing Mountain West schools with Oregon State and Washington State, you know, you wouldn't even think about it. You know, they'd get a lesser share. Would it be a scheduling nightmare? Yes, I've been told over and over. Back to Mike Sly, God bless him, when he was still alive in the SEC, we were talking about this stuff, and he said, after 16 teams, you just fail to become a conference. And you saw what happened in the SEC. Georgia hasn't visited Texas A&M in football.
Ever.
It's been over 10 years.
Yeah, never.
So
yep.
the two-time defending national champ. So they're going to fix that in this new scheduling. One thing we know for sure, we don't know how many games they're going to play or who's going to play, but every 4 years, every school is going to play home and home. In other words, on each other's campus. That makes sense. With 16 teams, that's about as good as you can ask. That's pretty ambitious, but after 16, it gets really complicated.
Yeah, that's called the 3-6-6 model.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the 3-6-6 model that they've talked about. And I know the Big Ten is meeting, I think, next week, the 20th and 21st. I think Monday and Tuesday they're meeting to talk about some of that stuff along the way. Any news on the college football playoff front, or at least for the moment, it's just they're cool and laying low?
Yeah, I mean, I think the next big hurdle, well, I'll say this. Don't expect it may, but don't expect the 26 playoff when the contract expires to look anything like it does in the first two seasons, 24 and 25. That is the 6-6 model.
Yep.
Because, look, the reason we're having this phone call is who knows what FBS is going to look like by then. And do you want to give whatever the Pac-12 looks like the same access as the SEC and Big Ten, to the point that I can almost guarantee you that whatever happens in, you know, when the contract is renegotiated and they're going to bid it out, maybe multiple rights holders for a 12-team playoff, you better believe that there'll be no limit on how many the SEC and Big Ten, or frankly anybody, can get in. Because that's how much of a disparity, and you already see it today, that there will be.
Yeah, it'll be a disparity. Right now, George Kliavkov has one primary job. Save his job. All right. My friend, thank you so much. Always appreciate it. Always great insight.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.